So good morning then, and welcome back to Thought for the Day. Today we're going to be looking at Joshua chapter 10 and verses 9 through to 15. But before we do that, we're going to come to the Lord in prayer. We're going to ask for his grace. Let's pray. Loving Father, as we come to you this morning, we ask that you'd open your word to us. We pray that as we consider the words on the page, as it were, that you would help us to understand how they might apply to us and how we might live for you in these days. And we pray it for Jesus' sake. Amen. So let me read to you then from Joshua chapter 10 and verses 9 through to 15. After an all-night march from Gilgal, Joshua took them by surprise. The Lord threw them into confusion before Israel, who defeated them in great victory at Gibeon. Israel pursued them along the road going up to Beth Horon and cut them down all the way to Azekah and to Makeda. And as they fled before Israel on the road down from Beth Horon to Azekah, the Lord hurled large hailstones down on them from the sky, and more of them died from the hailstones than were killed by the swords of the Israelites. Well, on the day that the Lord gave the Amorites over to Israel, Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, "O sun, stand still over Gibeon, O moon over the valley of Aijalon." So the sun stood still, and the moon stopped, till the nation avenged itself on its enemies, as it is written in the book of Yeshua. The sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day. There has never been a day like it before or since, a day when the Lord listened to a man. Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel. Then Joshua returned with all Israel to the camp at Gilgal. So where are we then in our understanding of the situation facing the Israelites to this point? Well, as God has commanded the Israelites, they're seeking to take the land from the inhabitants of Canaan. And apart from the initial problem in Jericho, with sin stopping their advance in its tracks, by and large, things were going well. Well, mostly anyway. There was that little issue with the Gibeonites tricking them into making an agreement with them. Well, in yesterday's verses, that Gibeonite deception came back to bite. The agreement that the Israelites had signed had them tied into defending the Gibeonites from the attack of others. And it's funny, isn't it, how often our own naivety gets us into problems, usually because we do not run these things by God. Well, the problem has arisen, and faced with having to fight on behalf of the Gibeonites, God is consulted this time, and he promises to fight for them. Well, our verses today tell us that is exactly what God does. Now, Joshua and his men march all night to catch the enemy kings off guard, and he routs the enemy forces. Yet it's not Joshua's actions that win the day. God himself takes the victory by killing off the army with large hailstones. Now, we come back to this issue that we so often face, don't we? Will we try to do it ourselves, or will we seek God? Now, whatever you're facing this day, bring it to God. Seek his help. It might surprise you what the Lord will do. But you might ask, well, I'm not sure what I'm asking for, or how to go about this. Well, I think Joshua teaches us that we can pray some pretty big prayers. It seems that he asked God to grant that his day be extended until the problem was sorted. What's so amazing is that God did exactly what Joshua asked. There has never been a day like it before or since, a day when the Lord listened to a man. Now, that's a statement and a half, isn't it? That God would listen to a man. Well, why would a sovereign God listen to a man? Well, that's a good question. The same verse tells us that it's because of who the prayer concerned. It was concerning God's people, the Israelites. Now, we might think it was amazing that God rained down hailstones big enough to kill a man, or that he caused the day to be extended so that victory could belong to his people. But actually, compared to God sending his own son to die in the place of condemned sinners, well, that's a far bigger thing, isn't it? That's a far more amazing event. The whole reason that God was protecting Israel was that through them, Jesus Christ would come. That's why he worked so hard to defend his people. Now, you see, all the amazing things that happen in the Bible happen to draw attention to the most amazing person, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now, making time stand still is mind-blowing. But making guilty sinners right in the eyes of a righteous and a holy God is almost unbelievable. Now, whatever comes your way today, if you are trusting Jesus for the forgiveness of your sin, then be assured that you can trust God with anything. If what you are asking God for will bring glory to his name, then get on and ask. Ask him to do these amazing things. Now, God might just listen to your prayers this day and bring about something amazing that will bring honour and glory to his name and maybe victory to you as well. That's what really Paul drives us to as we read in Ephesians chapter 3 and verses 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, for ever and ever. Amen. So are you going to be brave and ask the Lord for big things today? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we think about these verses that we've read here in Joshua, and we consider the fact that you're a God who hears us and that you answer our prayers, help us to pray those big prayers, Lord, that seek to have you honour and glorify your name in our midst, to seek to have you working and as it were, bringing victory in the battle against the evil one. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you might grant that we would pray in faith. And we ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen.